We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 8 lines from the top, at the end of a line. Zokta Gemara, Tani Chada, we have one braisa that says, Meichra la'aviv ve'ein meichra l'bnai. You could sell your daughter, the Amma from Avriya, to your father, but not to your son. V'tanya Idach, another braisa says, Ein meichra lo'y la'aviv ve'lo'y l'bnai. You cannot sell your daughter for Amma Avriya, not to your father, and not to your son. So the Gemara says like this. Bishlam's second price is very easy to understand. Bishlam ain't a meicher loy la'av loy la'vnoi. Karabanan. The Rabbanan say you can't sell a karoivim. Why? Why? Because not shayach yud. So here, if you sell your daughter to your father, it's not shayach to have yud because a grandfather is usher with her granddaughter. The same thing if you sell your daughter to your son. Your son, that's his sister. And he's not, he's usher b'yud to his sister. So that we understand the second braisa, ein meicher la'avav la'avnoi. Ela meicher la'avav ein meicher la'avnoi, come on. But the braisa that says you can sell to the aviv and not sell to the b'noi, come on. Loikar abonav, loikar avaliezer. Because if you're abonon, l'chayra, you can't sell la'avav, because yid is not possible. And if you're Eliezer, you could sell to the B'nai as well, because there's no problem on Meichel Krivim. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you'll have to sell to Krivim. So, if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, you could sell to the Aviv and to your son, to your father and to your son, because you don't care about Yehud. If it's not Shayach Yehud, it's still Shayach to have a sale. If you do care about Meichel Krivim, then you shouldn't be able to sell to either one. So, no. Lo'ilam Karabana. But then we go like the Rabbana, the Inala sell to Krivim. But when you sell to your father, it is Shayach B'Yehud. Moidu Rabbana Hechadika Tzad Yehud. There's a Tzad Yehud. How? Because if you sell to your father, if your father has a son, which is your brother, so your brother is mutter and your daughter, because a brother is mutter and a niece. Your brother's mutter and uncle is mutter and a niece. So you sell your daughter to your father, which is the grandfather could do you yield with this, could send this umma to be married to his son, which is the son's niece. And that's possible to have yield. Therefore, the first brice holds like the Rabbanon. He goes, Meichra la'aviv, why? Because it's sad yield. Vein meichra b'nai, because it's impossible yield. It's a sister. And the son can't give it to his son because a aunt is usher in the nephew. So therefore, it's not shaykh to have yield. So that's the pshat. Now, what's pshat in the other? So what's pshat in the other brice? It says, Ein meichra la'aviv, why don't you say, Ikat sad yield? So the Mashal explains that brice holds also like the Rabbanon, you don't sell to Kravim. And he holds that you don't say the svara of tzad yud. Lemaise, since to the person you're selling to is also to do yud, even though you can do yud with the son, it's not sufficient enough to be called that it's a good sale, it's royal yud, because not royal yud legamri. So tomorrow, Vaita, Tonar Abonim. We learned that a brisa, the pasuk says in the entire parashah of Mishpatim, in begapa yavoi, begapa yetze. Now, what does this mean? What does this pasuk mean? So we're going to have two pshatim. One pshat is begufoi nichnas, begufoi yetze. And we'll explain what that means in a second. Rabbi Eliezer Miyakov, I have a different drasha. Yechidi nichnas, yechidi yetze. So Gemara explains, my begufa nichnas begufa yetzei. Amar Rava that this pasuk teaching us begufa nichnas begufa yetzei. Loimar she'ino yetzei v'rashi yavarim ke'eved. He does not go out. Eved Ivri does not go out, but rashi yavarim. This pasuk talking about Eved Ivri and begapa yavam begapa yetzei. And we're darshening begufa nichnas begufa yetzei, which means you don't go out but rashi yavarim. And the way that Shita Lanoid me explains, that it means like this. You go in begufoy, and when you leave, you go out with sheish, with yoivel, you go out with your guf, with a full guf. You don't go out with a guf that's missing, that makes you go out. It's not a yetziah. The yetziah is when you're full and you're shalem, then you go out with a different yetziah, like sheish shanim or yoivel. Omle abaya, you don't need a pasuk begapa yavoy, begapa yetzei to teach us the halacha that you don't go out with rashi yavarim. To teach us that you go out begufoy shalem, you go out with your whole goof, and you don't go out with Rashi Yavarim. You don't need that pasuk. We have a different pasuk already. I'm like, by who? We learn a pasuk that says that you don't go out, Eved Ivri of Ria does not go out with the Yitzhi of Avadim, which is you don't go out with the Yitzhi of Rashi Yavarim. So, what it means is he doesn't go out like Avadim, but Eved Kanani, if you knock out his eye, he goes free, but you don't pay for his eye. Maybe Eved Ivri goes free, and you pay for the eye. But you go out, you go free as well. Kamash law, no, you pay for the eye, but you don't go out free. You don't go out free. That you don't go out free. That's what he teaches us. The other pasuk, begufa nichas, begufa yetzay. That you don't go out. You go out your full guf with money paid for your eye. You only go out with sheish or yovel or a different yetzia. You don't go out with yetzia of rashi yavarim. Rabbi Ezmi Yaakov Eimer, a different drash from begapa yovel begapa yetzay. Yechidi nichnas, yechidi yetzay. You go. If you come in single, you go out single. My yechidi yetzei, Amar Rav Nachman Yisrael Kamar, Yesh lo isha, if he's already married before he became Eved Ivri, Yesh lo isha banim Rav Moshe Shem Kananis. the rabbi is moistet to him a shivcha kanaris. The rabbi gives him a shivcha kanaris to get married to. Ain't like isha bonim. If he does not have a wife and kids, ain't rabbi moistet shivcha kanaris. You're not allowed in a shivcha kanaris. You don't marry a shivcha kanaris. Rashi's mashma ain't moistet shval karchai, but you don't get a shivcha kanaris. Now, what's the pshat? I'm saying if you, it's a gzeres, a kasha, but what's the bir adava? If you maybe say the opposite. If he has a wife, why are you giving him a chara, another wife, bringing another wife in the family? Maybe it's better if he was single. But Lemaisa, the Yaivitz explains the time of the krah. Zokar Yaakov Emdin, pshat is like this, that if you are married, we're not worried about giving him a shivcha kananis. He's an eved ivri, he's a yid. You give him a shivcha kananis, not worried he's going to love the shivcha kananis because he has a wife and kids. Masha'inkin, if he's single, we're scared to get attached to the shivcha kananis, which is not a good thing. That's one pshat from Yaakov Emdin. Someone else showed me in the Sefer Shari Aaron a different pshat, a very interesting pshat. The pshat is like this, that if that we're assuming, this is talking about someone who is a machru bezdin. Bezdin sold him for his gneva. We're assuming that a lot of times a person steals because of his wife. His wife needs things, and therefore he had to steal. So therefore, as a punishment to his wife, we bring in a tzara, bring in another wife into the family, a shivcha kanas to the family, as an einish to the isha who caused him to steal. Masha'inkein, if he's single, you can't blame it on the wife, and therefore you don't bring in a shivcha kanas. That was another pshat someone told me from a Sefer Shari Aaron. So we know something called Geroyin Kesef. You're paid to yourself. You can redeem yourself from Avdos, Saifinim Kalakum, Saifinim Kal Yisrael. You can redeem yourself by figuring how much years are left, and then you prorate it and you give the money. Tanur Rabbanan. Nimkur B'mono V'Shbiach. Let's say you were sold for 100 and it went up in price. It went up in price. The time he wants to be paid himself, it's worth more. He's worth more than 100. So if you do per year, so let's say it was 10 years. So per year is $10 per year. Now it went up to $20 a year. Vamana Masayim. Now it would be 200 if he sold. So it comes at $20 a year. Menayin Shei Mechashim Loyal Mana. How do you know that you only count the mana? And that's how you figure out how many years left, how much to pay. Shenem Mekesef Mekenosai. When you do this pidyon, you use the Kesef Mekenosai. Nimkev Masayim Vehechsef. What about the opposite case? If you sold for 200, now you went down. And now you want to be paid yourself. Amad Amana. How do you know you figure out how much it's worth now? So he says, how many years is left? That's a darshan that way. So he darshan with Kesef Mekenosai that when he goes up in price, you go with the Kesef Mekenosai. You go with the Kula that way. You go with the purchase price. Then the Pasuk Kefishanov tells you that when you go down in price, you go with the Kula Kefishanov. So you always go with the Kula with the Ebed when he's being paid to himself. Here, this pasuk, this pasuk, Mekesef Mekenosai, and Kevishanov is talking about an Eved that sold to a guy. So there you would say, since there's Geulas Kroivim, therefore, we find that we are makel, because only when you sold to a guy could other Kroivim redeem him forcefully. Masha'en came by a regular Eved Ivri and sold to Yisrael, there's no din of Geulas Kroivim. So here, by a guy, since you see you have a Kula of Geulas Kroivim, so you see that the Bailam, the master, is Yad al-Tachtayna. So also, when it comes to Paida himself also, we give him this Kula. But Nimkel Yisrael Menal, Heino Nimkel Yisrael, Tamil Eimar, Socha Socha Dereshava, Yag Dereshava, from Nimkel Yisrael to Nimkel Akam, teach us Nimkel Akam, you go to Kula, Nimkel Yisrael also go to Kula. Omar Abaya. Abaya said this statement, Hareni ki ben Azai b'shuki Tveria. I am like Ben Azai when he used to live in Tveria, that he was a big charif and a darshan, he was a Eloi, a genius, and he answered all the questions. So I'm right now feeling like that. You can ask me any question. Omlehu Rabban La Abaya, so the certain Rabban said to Abaya, Mechti, Hadi Kroi Ikla Mirisha Kula, Vikan Ruchumra. It says, Anachap is Drasha of Mekesef Meknosa Kefishanam. On one hand, you could say, like we said, Lakula, that when it goes up in price, you go with the Kesef Kinyan. When it goes down in price, you go Kefishana. But you could say the opposite also, that when you go up in price, you do Kefishana. When it goes down in price, you go Mekesef Knosa. So how do you know Darshan Lakula made Darshan Lachumra? My chazis, why in the world the Darshan Lakula? Why do you see to Darshan Lakula? This Lachumra, Darshan Lachumra. My answer, Loi Saka Daitoch. No, since we find a, not a Kula by Eved, therefore we're going to make a Gabi redeem himself as well. What's the Kula we find? The apostle says, which means like this, you have to be good to your Eved. The master has to be good to his Eved. Whatever you eat, he eats. Whatever you drink, he drinks. You eat nice clean bread. But who eichel pas kibur? He eats bread together with the bran inside it. At the shoyse yain yosh, you drink old wine, 2018. Who shoyse yain chadash? He drinks new grape juice. But at the yosh regabi muchim, you sleep on flak, on feathers. Who yosh regabi atevet? He sleeps on straw. Mekan omru call koine evet ivri koine evet maasme. See, for me, anyone who's koine evet ivri, he's like, he's koine a master for himself. Now, why is it called a master for himself? It's just a friend. He does the same thing. What is he's a master? Explains Taisus Shem Di Yashalm. It's the bottom Taisus. He says, because sometimes you only have one pillow. Now, if you sleep on it, that's a problem. It's not Tayv Le'imach. And if you don't sleep on it, and you don't give it to the Eved, that's not Midas Doim. What do you lose giving to the Eved? So it turns out you give it to the Eved. So it turns out the Eved becomes the Adoin, and you are the servant. Like upon him. So he's saying like this, since we do a kula k'tev imach, therefore, we do this kula also by redeeming that we do yada al-tachtayna. Freyti gemara, v'ema, hanimilin mechila v'shia, maybe dafka gabi eating and drinking, there we're good, we have to be good to the eved. Kechle l'tzarele, shouldn't have tzar. Hala'in pidi nachmala, but maybe, regarding getting out of the avdus, maybe rather than be an eved, because he deserves it. Because it should be it's an oinus really, the avdus. Like we've seen this long brisa, that it's an oinus for him. The Italian Linter Brysa. Rabbi Yisrael Oima, Borei Kama Kosha Afkos Shvius. See how bad the Avera of doing business on Shvius is. Even though the Issa of doing business on Shvius is not a lav, it's Asay. It says in the Pasuk, La'achla, V'loy L'schayra, which is Asay, which is bad, but you would think that, you know, that's Asay. But don't make that mistake. Asay is a terrible thing. And if you start with that Asay, you can land up much worse. Kama kasha avkos hashvius. Adam noisim noisim peris shvius. If a person does business in peris shvius, the soif, you know what happens to the end? Vainish, meiches v'taltlam. Hashem will make that he loses his money, he has to sell his v'taltlam. He has to start selling off garage sale. Shnema says in the pasuk, v'shnas v'yevel tshuv v'yishach v'zosai. And the next pasuk says, v'samachlei, v'chisim kuru memker l'amisecho, konami amisecho. When he sells something, what is he selling? V'taltlam, because konami yad amisecho. Dova niknam yad yad, something that goes from hand to hand. Loi Hirgish, if he doesn't chap that this peronius, this bad things are happening because of his averis, l'soif moichah sadoisa, Hashem makes it worse. He has to start selling off his properties already. Shinama ki yom chichicha mocha ma'achuz asa. He has to, the next pasuk says that he goes. The next parasha says that when he goes, he loses his money and he doesn't have a lot of money. He's going to sell from his achuza. Loi basi yadai. Then the brayta says he's not going to even realize this brani. He's not going to do tshuva. Ach shemeches beis until he actually sells his house. Shnemi ki yimke beis moishav yerchaima. Like next parasha there in parasha Bahar says that he sold his base Moshe V'Yachayim. That means in Parashas Bahar, we have a bunch of parashas one after another. We have parashah of Shvius, then we have a parashah of making a sale, Gabe Oino, then we have a parashah of selling Yistei Achuza, then we have a parashah of Bati Yerchayimah, then we have a parashah of selling, of Ribbis, then you have a parashah, because you're borrowing Ribbis, then you have a parashah of selling yourself as an Eved Ivri, then you have a parashah of selling yourself as an Ivri to a Goy. So we're saying the way the parashas are going, the succession is because he didn't do tshuva. So loy bas lo yadai. So then it gets to the point where he sells his house actually. So more of the question like this. Why by the first thing, it says that after he sold metalflam loy hirgish, he didn't realize and some libay to the peronius. And afterwards it says loshon loy bas lo yadai, which sounds like he is not going to do tshuva. So what changed? Once a person does avera and he does it again, it becomes mutter to him. It becomes like hetter. You know what? The way it is, someone does something a bunch of times and nothing happens to him, he thinks it's fine already. You know, a guy, for example, you know, he doesn't daven with a minion. So he says, you know, oh, nothing happened. And next day, and before he knows it, he forgets it's a mitzvah called davening with a minion. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. So that's what happens. Hurtuloi. Shaloi bas yodai ad shemoiche es bidai. So what happens is it gets to such a low level until he sells his daughter. Now the question really is that in the parasha here, in parasha, it doesn't say anything about selling your daughter. Shenem says in the pasuk, "Chimker ish es bita la'ama," which is the pasuk parasha in Shvatim. So the Gemara explains, "V'afka the bita like sivah b'ayvinyana." That even though it doesn't say bita in the parasha, "Hakamas b'lan nizvan inish barte v'loy nezif beribsa," that a person should. It's better to sell your daughter than to borrow beribis. What's the reason? My time. It makes more business sense even. My time. When you sell a daughter, after a while, it's cheaper to redeem her. It gets cheaper and cheaper. Mashenke in ribis, the more you leave it there, the more expensive it gets. Vaha by ribis, my sifa of Oslo. So Rashi explains, even though the parashah says, But if you look at the first wide line of Rashi, Rashi says, Anan Sadi, Shekvar Mokaras Bitoin, Im Yashloi Bas, Katana, Koyb Shlov Ribbis. And it says in the parish of Bahar that one of the steps are Ribbis. If you got there already, you must have for sure sold your daughter, because it's Anan Sadi, it's better business sense to sell your daughter than do Ribbis. So the next step is sell your daughter. Then after that, you still don't do tshuva, you can land a borrowing with Ribbis. Hokamaslan, this is my, yeah. Loibas yod that you love of rivers, to your barber rivers. Shnema v'chiyomu chachicha omati yod imach v'somach leis v'nech pasuk al tikach mi'itoi. They shouldn't take neshech v'sarbis v'reis v'lekecha. Loibas yod you sold in the tshuva ha'shemach is atzma. Until you sell yourself. Shnema v'chiyomu chachicha v'nim kolach. And not only that, you're going to sell yourself loilach al ager. You're going to sell yourself to ager. Shnema l'ager. But loy l'ger tzedek, then the next step will be not even to ager tzedek, which is a yid, el ager toysho, which is a guy who doesn't do avar ezar. Shnema ager toysho. Then it says Mishpachas Ger. Zeh oy b'chavim. You're gonna sell yourself to a guy, regular guy. Kishoyim la'eker Mishpachas Ger. Kla'eker Zeh Nimkar. It says la'eker Zeh Nimkar la'eichavim atzma. Top on base. You sell yourself to Avodah Zarah itself, which means Rashi says to sweep the floors. You let himself. You work for Avodah Zarah, sweeping the floors as a janitor for Avodah Zarah. That's the law you're gonna get. So Adkan Abraisa. So what do you see? We see that it all starts with Afkas Shoshvias. If Ramana says maybe when it comes to Pidyon, we're not so easy on him. Because he deserves this einish. He's here for Avera of Shvius, which spiraled out of control. Amalei. So he answered, no, I'll tell you why you still go to Kula. Amalei, Hashem with Adre Kra, even by sold to a guy. It says the Pasuk, the Tanya Be'er Rav Yishmael, Hoyle v'holach zev nasek koim le'vachavim. Now he became like a servant for Avera Yishchavim. Eimel litchu ev nach ha'neifel. We should push the stone after ha'neifel. It's like sending him down the river and throw away the oars. You don't do that. Tamalei ma'achre nimka gula tila. Even after you sold, you try to do a gula for him. Echa me'achav yigalenu. One of his brothers should save him. Because Ayid's always Ayid. You try to save him. Back upon him. So you see, you try to save him. So you see, you go, you do what you are make with him. Maybe we try to make it with him. But still, the guy pidyon, we should be machmer that he has to pay for its full price. And if it goes on price, he pays up the higher price. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no, trei krei exiv. There's two psukim here. One pasuk says, "Oid rabbis bishonim." If there's a lot of years left, l'piyam yoshev gulasa mekesef meknasa. And another pasuk says, "V'mat nishar bishonim." If there's little years left, ashnas yovel v'chisol kvishonov yoshev gulasa. And that's the theory of the mekesef meknasa kvishonov. And the more I ask like this, "V'chiyas shonim merubai tishonim ma'utos." What does it mean? There's a lot of years and less years. There's always the same amount of years until yovel. There's not a lot of years and less years. There's the heck you have more than you only work for 6 years. Or only until Yovel, after 6 years. Let's say only six. There's no such thing as more or less. It's 6 years, finished. What does it mean, Ma'at Rabbi Shonim, Ma'at Shonim? Ella means like this. Rabbi Shonim means the Shraba Kasboy, if he went up in price, then that part says Mekesef Meknosai. You use the original purchase price. Nesmaid Kasboy, Kivishonov. If it went down in price, you go Kivishonov. So Frey the Gemara, no, may I tie check this? It's 6 years together. When you did already work 2 years, and there's 4 years left, that's what's called Rabbis Bashanim. Pashley Dalad, Nasal Dal Mikasmaknasa. Of a dollar, if you worked for a dollar, Pashley Tarati, and there's two left, which is Mat, Nasal Tarati Kvishanov, like there's years left. Who said it means it's Drasha? So if that was the case, just how many years are left to the six? What's my Bishanim? That means the Shrava Kasper Bishonim Mekesef Meknosef. It got in the years as it went by, he became worth more than you go Mekesef Meknosef in the purchase price. Nismaid Kasper Bishonim, if you went down as the years went on, Kafishonim. You go Kafishonim, how much the years are worth? So from the X word Bishonim, the word Bi, that teaches us that he got worth more or less. Om Rav Yosef Darshinu, this drasha that Rav Nachman said, it's mamish like Sinai, these drashas, and bottom line is, we have here that the Eved who's part of himself is Yodal Yoyna, the Eved who's part of himself, and the owner is Yodal Tachtoina, and if he goes up in price, he goes Mekesef Meknosai. If he goes down in price, he goes Kefi Shonov.